You are now listening to The Confession Box, where sinners are celebrated.
Every Sunday with Father Creed and Sister Barry.
Sinners can send in their confessions via our socials or email at theconfessionboxpod@gmail.com.
We welcome you to our fucking iconic congregation. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at The Confession Box Pod.
If you enjoy this episode, please rate, follow, subscribe and share.
Now go forth and eat, pray, slay.
Hey guys, it's Father Creed.
And Sister Barry.
We are back with kind of a rundown of what's going on in the world.
Welcome to News Talk.
Welcome to News Talk. RT News, Cork. Anyways.
Plastic shooting, RT News.
But there's actually been a lot going on.
So the in the world.
A lot going on in the world. So the main thing is the Oscars. I'm not a big Oscars watcher.
I'm not an Oscars watcher. I'm an Oscars fashion watcher.
Girls, you know the fashion rundown is coming off the Oscars.
It better be. I was going to say, I need like a 3-part series, please.
Oh, there will be. There will be.
You know what? I was looking at the list of the nominees in each category, right? Yeah. And they're kind of very repetitive. So I'm like, is it just like, obviously other people are going to be invited. But I'm like, what are you doing there?
Girl,
like, just an event, like, do it, like,
girl,
court things that they're not involved in at all.
Girl, are you telling me if we got an invite to the Oscars?
No, that's and what we were like, at all.
And we were like, oh, sure, we're not nominated as well. Would we go? I would be there, front, left, and center. Do you know the goodie bags they get? Oh, God,
why is no celebrity doing a here's what I got in my Oscars goodie bag?
Adrian Fitzmaurice did the most. Aideen Fitzmaurice did the most for the Gossies. She showed us what was in the goodie bag. And let's just say, Ali Ryan Gal.
You just never want to get us invited to the Gossies.
We're never going to. So I just
we're never
to play into it, you know.
If you we know? Did, I think things would also fly the same day.
Brianna might. I definitely would.
Doubt it.
But no, the Oscars, so we have loads of Irish nominees, which is great to see. We have Barry Keoghan, we have Colin
Farrell. Barry Keoghan?
Keoghan, yeah, isn't it? Keoghan's his name?
I'm just so hyper.
I hear so many people like saying Keoghan, and I'm like, I think it's Keoghan.
Keoghan.
Keoghan. Keoghan.
Yeah.
Barry.
Barry.
Barry. Paul Mescal?
Paul Mescal.
Paul Mescal. No, it's Paul Mescal. Like, it literally is Paul Mescal. Yeah,
I know.
Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson.
I just can't wait for all the, like, American pronunciations of all the Irish names.
Barry Keoghan.
Barry Keoghan. Paul Mescal.
And Banshees.
Colin Farrell.
Like, they're so funny. Paul Mescal. Like, they're actually... What's the other one then? I want to shout out her because she's the only Irish gal. Is it Kerry?
Kerry Condon.
Kerry Condon, that's it.
Why did I think it's Nolan? Who's Kerry Nolan?
The only reason I remember that is Angela Bassett did the thing.
Speaking of, isn't she nominated?
Oh, is Angela Bassett up?
She did Angela Bassett is up for, I think, Best Supporting Actress.
She did the thing.
Yes. Literally did the thing. Hold on. I literally have like all the nominees in front of me. Gonna lie, girls. Other than knowing about all the Irish people nominated, I knew nothing. Nothing about it.
Yeah, no, I think, but though there has been like so many different like Oscars moments. Like last year, Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
Honestly.
Do you know? Like he is a 10-year ban now. He can't go to the Oscars for 10 years.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that mental?
I mean, wasn't on my bingo card, I must say. Like, I wonder what's not going to be on our bingo card this time.
Oh, girls. No, but do you know what it is? Do you remember the time they like thought La La Land won and it was like a completely different movie and they went up and like accepted the award? Like, I am excited to see those moments. Hopefully there's a few of them.
Yeah.
Jimmy Austin Kimmel.
Butler. No, sorry. rewind. Austin Butler. Elvis is nominated for a few things. And do you know, I was going to, like, I had it in my mind, I was going to watch Elvis today. Just because it brings me such comfort and he is a ride. And I really do hope he wins.
I know we should be going for the Irish ones, but Elvis was one of the best movies of the year. And he was so good. He deserves it so much.
Out of the ones, like, okay, I haven't seen Top Gun Maverick. Haven't seen Everything All at Once. What? Never seen that. All Quiet on the Western Front. Is that on Netflix?
I don't know. That one a lot. That one a lot at the BAFTAs.
Okay. Probably because they're, you know, all their history with war.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. The English women, were.
Yeah, they love a bit of war. Anything.
They also love claiming that The Banshees of Inisherin was an English movie. Anyways.
Which isn't my fuck. Anyways. Avatar, I did see that. The Way of the Water, Unremarkable.
I don't like those fucking stupid fantasy shit. I hate the crap. I do understand, though, like, why it's nominated. Like, it took so much to film. It's, like, really, like, visually...
Yeah. Amazing. You know, The Fablemans, I didn't see that either, but it's directed by Steven Spielberg.
All I'm gonna say is,
out of 1, 2, 3, 4 out of 10 movies up for an Oscar nomination, I have seen 3.
But you know what? That's always with the Oscars. The Oscars have all these weird fucking films up all the time because they're like artistic. Do you know this kind of way? I'm like, sorry. Where is Don't Worry, Darling?
All the art college people that we can't relate to.
That made me feel like really inside myself. It made me feel like a fire within me. And, you know, like, I just felt like it really encapsulated all the beauty of Ireland and the beauty of London landscape. No. Like, this is fucking, I cannot.
That was like the time me and Aaron went to Coppers, and after we went to Eddie Rockets, and there's this man, and he was literally a social justice warrior. Oh. And we're just there trying to eat our cheesy chips and peas. I was like, please stop. I can't, like, I don't need to hear about the rent crisis. We all know shit's fucked.
No, like, why can't they be, like, you know, putting up, like, movies like Bratz Wild Child. Wild Child.
Oscars, Reese's version.
Why? Oh my God! No, honestly, Wild Child deserves an Oscar. Emma Roberts deserves an Oscar for Poppy Moore. Who else? Like, Joe, you know, like, Bring It On. They deserve an Oscar.
You would have given Reese Witherspoon an Oscar.
A long time ago. Reese Witherspoon, my namesake.
Graded.
Reese Witherspoon, my namesake, can do no wrong. I love Reese Witherspoon. Everything she's in, eat it up.
Not. A lot of people are mixed about this, but I really liked The Banshees of Inisherin. I enjoyed it.
I can't lie, girls. I didn't watch it. I have to watch it.
You should. It's kind of, look, I liked it.
Mom and Dad watched it, and they said that it was really, the acting was so, so good, but the story was shite.
Yeah.
Basically, everyone in who acted in it was amazing actors, and they did their characters very, very well. But the story put into it was shite, basically.
True, truly.
But who do we think is going to win? I think I would love to see Barry win Best Supporting Actor.
Barry, can we talk about his son's name, Brando? No.
It's giving Conor McGregor. Brando Keown. Oh, girls, no. But I do think he deserves to win. I think he is such an amazing actor. And I think he came from, like, really humble beginnings. Like, I just think it would be such a good thing to see him win.
Like, rent free in my head, that name.
We can excuse it.
We can excuse it if he wins the Oscar.
But
if he doesn't.
If he doesn't, you're living with that. You're living with that decision. But I think that he should definitely win Best Supporting. I think Best Actor, I really want to see Austin get it, even though.
He would it anyway.
Even though, like, everyone is going to be like, it should be Paul or Colin.
No, it should. Okay, so Paul is nominated for After Sun. Have you seen the movie After yes. Sun? Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't.
I am very invested in After Sun. Very invested in Paul Mescal and Frankie. Frankie is like the little actress that plays his daughter. Very cute relationship they have. I think that it was it an amazing movie? No. You know, it wasn't.
Is he an amazing actor?
Yes. This is where we will disagree. Paul Mescal is a very amazing actor.
Look,
with a mother.
I can't throw stones at glass houses. I'm not nominated for an Oscar, so I don't think I should be able to talk shit. But
I do it because I'll never be able to win an Oscar, should mean. So you have to talk shit. You have to humble these people. Do you know?
Actress. We have Kate Blanchett, Michelle Anna de Armas, Michelle Williams, and Andrea Riseborough. Now, the only thing I've seen is Blonde with Anna de Armas.
I hated it.
It was not good.
I hated it so much.
I feel like it did Marilyn such an injustice.
It should not have been even nominated. I'm shocked it was nominated. It was.
We get it. She's beautiful. She's hot. We get it. She is every man's wet dream.
She's not Marilyn, though.
But she should not have been Marilyn.
Like, she is not Marilyn. And I think the way they...
She's not my Marilyn.
I think the way that they showed Marilyn's life and the way it was depicted was really bad. And I just thought that it was just such a disgrace of a movie.
A waste of my time.
A waste of my hard-earned money and time. The Netflix subscription should have been canceled that day.
Literally, I can't believe I pay Netflix to contribute something like that.
Yeah, but like, I don't like that. So I think, I actually haven't watched any of those fucking films with the actresses, but I would like
but to. But that's the Oscars, though, isn't it? Like, hardly anyone actually watches half the fucking movies that but are
like,
nominated.
Yeah, like, I'm shocked.
Because they're not good.
I'm shocked Don't Worry Darling didn't get a nomination, though. Because there was such buzz around that. I thought Don't Worry Darling would be up for an Oscar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poor old Harry, as much as I love.
I don't know. I feel like movies have been quite dry lately.
They have.
They've been quite shit lately. Like, there's nothing good. Do you know what I mean?
Like, the last film I went to go see in the cinema was the Whitney one.
Oh, Christ.
Well, that was very good.
It was grand. Like, it was grand. I wouldn't say it was very good. It wasn't groundbreaking.
I liked it.
I did feel like I was watching one of those like old Hollywood life documentaries.
Which I loved. I did like it.
But like, no, to be honest, the best part about seeing that movie was, I'm sorry, the Traveller Wives.
Oh my God, guys, it was so iconic. We were sitting there and the Traveller Wives, like there was like 17 of them, nowhere to lie. And they were drinking vodka and cokes, watching Whitney. And they were like taking full scale group photographs. Yeah. It was iconic.
My favorite part was... when the script for The Bodyguard came up on the screen, they all went, The Bodyguard. I lost my life.
She does look like her, doesn't she, Sally? I'd say she does look like her.
I didn't know she was a lesbian. a lesbian.
When they shouted, I don't know she was a lesbian. I have never laughed so much. They were more entertaining than the movie.
No, truly.
Like,
the only thing that really stand about that movie was some of Whitney's outfits. So I was like, yes.
Yeah,
I the jacket.
We just went, oh, that's a nice jacket.
We were both like, would love that jacket.
But I do think it taught me an awful lot, though, about Whitney that I didn't know.
But, like, also irrelevant to my life at this point. Like, she dead.
Oh, okay. I did not think that was going to go that dark.
Okay.
R.I.P. Whitney, love you. Hope you didn't hear that from the grave. Please don't haunt us. Love you.
God, even if she did, it wouldn't be that interesting.
Yeah, we're moving on. so, another amazing, iconic institution that we need to talk about is
Eurovision. The Eurovision.
I live and die by Eurovision.
I used to watch the Eurovision a lot, I won't lie.
Eurovision is iconic. So
as I grew older, I grew also less patient. So
she also grew more boring. Anyway, so
I'm not fucking boring. You're just a basic bitch.
I'm not. Eurovision is not basic. I will fight you. Eurovision is an iconic institution.
I'm sure Belarus agrees with you. Anyway, moving on.
What happened
on.
With Belarus?
Boring.
Oh, anyway.
Okay. As in like a small country to the east.
Yeah, I know. I know what Belarus is. But like, why are you bringing up Belarus for?
Hey, like, I'm sure Belarus agrees with you. They're in the Eurovision.
Oh, sorry. I was like, what? I thought there was some scandal with Eurovision in Belarus. I was like, what?
No, they're just one of like the random European countries.
Exactly. And they should be given a platform. Anyways, right. So Eurovision, it is on in Liverpool. I'm so excited. It's on a Liverpool, bro. It's on a Liverpool. The Scousers are out, girls. Right. So iconic already. We have.
Wait. Why is the UK in it?
The UK didn't win it. So because the Ukraine won. But because obviously, you know, what's happening over there, I don't think they want bullet holes through the X. So they gave it to the UK because the UK came second. So basically, then.
They're not helping Ukraine at all, really, are they?
Well, no, but like they're helping them by like hosting it for them, and they're having some like Ukrainian like presenters present it and like do all this kind of stuff. So they're basically hosting it for them because
what about letting refugees into the country instead?
Well,
tea.
Okay. Why do you have to make it politics? It's Eurovision. So
yeah, Eurovision is to do with politics.
Okay.
John, I bet you there's some conspiracy groups saying like the Eurovision is all a cover for things that are going.
Probably is.
Probably fucking is.
Probably is, but girls, I'll be the first to get brainwashed. Yeah, I don't care.
You are the perfect consumer.
Oh, I am.
This world. Oh. Any shit that is put out there, you eat that shit up.
I do.
You are the consumer. You are the customer.
I am
you
the customer.
You are a marketing team's dream.
Of course I am. And I will live by it. So, Eurovision. It's in Liverpool. Guess you love this now. One of your favorite people is presenting it.
Who?
Mr. Graham Norton.
Okay, we stand.
Right? See, I knew I'd get her with Graham.
In the Prosecco.
Right? So, Graham
they did
Norton.
Something right.
We also have, who's it? AJ Adudu is doing some stuff. Rylan. Yeah. I love Rylan. Don't come for Rylan. I fucking love Rylan so much. I was listening to a podcast with him where he was talking about like his breakup with his husband and all this. I just love Rylan, right? Rylan's my dream podcast guest. If we could get Rylan, I love him. So basically, Eurovision being held in Liverpool. The tickets, no one could get tickets. The tickets were sold out in a good 90 seconds, right? Okay. So everyone had who they wanted to represent the UK. We got Mae Muller. Everyone wanted my gal, Rina Sawayama. You know Rina Sawayama because I sent you her song.
Oh, yeah.
And she is a big icon. Fuck what they did to Britney, to Lady Di, and Whitney. Fuck.
Yeah. I think both of the two artists that were for the UK are both good. Who's singing for Ireland?
Wild Youth.
Oh, I love Wild.
Wild You.
I think I'm going to watch it this year.
You should. We should do a watch party.
Yeah.
We'll do a watch party. We'll do, stream it on the Confession Box TikTok. We'll do it.
Okay.
Right? And we can all have our predictions. We can put our predictions in a bowl of who'll win.
A bowl?
Yeah, and then pick it out and see who chose what. We do a little bet or something.
It's giving primary school raffle.
It is giving primary school raffle, but I will eat it up. But I'm really excited that it's on in Liverpool, though, because we might get like some cool performances.
Isn't it like the Beatles are from Liverpool?
Yeah, the Beatles are from Liverpool. So we might get some cool performances from like UK artists. It might be because I think because it's on the UK, I feel like we'll enjoy it more because we'll know a lot more people.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. Mae Muller is the UK's representative. Really excited for her. Love her. Love this for her.
I used to stan Mickey Joe Hart. I used to have a CD.
We got the world tonight. Joe, who I loved, very, very obscure. Does anyone remember Etc.?
No.
No. Etc. I've heard you oh so many times.
Something I need to know.
Yeah.
Is, speaking of singers, Una Healy. Reese was like, to hear about Una Healy in a thruple. I'm like, what? Because I thought she was seeing Sam Claflin because he got divorced.
You thought. Do you know what, right?
I'm like jealous.
Fair play to you, Una. Fair play to you, Una. I can't get one spouse. You got two. So, fair play to you. So, Una Healy, so she is apparently in a thruple with David Haye and Sean Osborne. Joe, David Haye, the boxer?
Can't
no
say I
do. Okay, well, he's basically a really big boxer, and he was with Sean Osborne, and they brought Una in. So they were posting on Instagram pictures of the three of them, being like, oh, the loves of my life, all this kind of stuff. And Una has been very, very silent on Instagram about it.
Wait, no, I had to Google like David Haye just now. I'm like, I need to see this guy. And it says Daily Mirror. Una Healy confirms she's single, shutting down claims she's in a thruple with David Haye.
Oh, well, there goes that story.
Just debunked your entire
theory. I'm so sad. Oh, but honestly, but we can still talk about this. What are your opinions of thruples?
Thruples? I've never come across a thruple, to be honest. We're not an open one anyway.
But I think thruples are actually becoming very, very trendy. Like, I watched the recent Gossip Girl reboot, and there was a thruple in that. And I just find it very an odd dynamic. I couldn't cope with that. I need all the attention on me.
Literally, same. Yeah, no, I just couldn't. Couldn't be me. Bad things come in threes, isn't it? Or it's there's always someone left out, like.
Threes a crowd.
It's a crowd. And it's not and a crowd.
I'm happy, Una, that you're single. Please reunite the Saturdays and go on a tour.
The Sugar Babes were performing at Sephora opening in Westfield.
Obsessed.
I was like, please come back.
They're come back. No, they're playing in Dublin.
When?
But it's like some festival. They're not playing it by themselves. I want to go see them by themselves.
Yeah, true. Like if they were in the Academy or something too.
Yeah. Imagine. Yeah. Can we bring? Yes. Oh no, they're so good. And it's the original lineup.
What?
So, like the original lineup of the Sugar Babes. You know, the Sugar Babes like changed lineups like seven times.
I thought you were on about like the festival or something.
No, but yeah, so I think we stand Sugar Babes. And
we are Sugar Babes fans.
I love the Sugar Babes girls.
Guys, Sunday, Monday. You're listening to this on a Sunday. Tomorrow it's Reese's birthday week.
No, no, we're putting
won't
this
let
up.
You forget it.
No, we're so what you mean that it's the Sunday before my birth week?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when we're putting this one up, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
sorry. So girls, hi. I am treating myself this week. I booked the whole week off work. I'm so
You're
excited.
Staying in a hotel?
Me and Brie were supposed to go. Well, we are going to Lizzo, but Brie is doing that nursing life. So
I'm slaving away unpaid in a hospital.
We've done an episode on it. You'll see it next week, right? so basically, I was like, oh, I didn't want to be like, obviously, like I didn't want to be like Brianna, like obviously offered to just let me stay in her apartment, but I knew she would be working. She'd be getting organized and I didn't want her to feel pressure. So I booked myself the Mesa. Gross.
Gorgeous.
Glamour.
The glamour.
I'm so excited. I'm going to get a load of shit and I'm going to watch movies and I'm going
to
live my best life. And then I'm going to go to the new Drunk Elephant part of Arnott's. I'm going to go to curated green. I'm going to fucking do what I want to do. And that's what you should do on your birth week.
Maybe 25.
Oh, we don't like that number.
We don't like to say that number.
We don't like that number. No, just do the TikTok and it's like, everyone's like, so what age are you? And she's like, what? And she goes,
yeah.
But no, I actually am kind of excited for this era. I feel like it might be fun, more fun. I feel like more wild and free. my 25 era.
I think it'll definitely just be more freeing.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a liberating year.
Yes, it's welcome. But St. Patrick's Day. So Reese's birthday is the 18th.
I'm the hangover of St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, you are.
So no, most of the time, but we're actually going out on my actual birthday, girls.
Yeah, we're going to Swift again in Dolan.
I'm so excited.
Ever since I saw Maisie Peters go to one, I was like, we need to go.
And I know. I'm so excited. No, girls, I could actually
I'm just going to unleash my like feral Taylor Swift
girl. I want to get up on stage. Absolutely. If they let me get up on stage, I will so sing.
I would stand.
Oh, all right. I cannot wait. It's the closest thing we're getting to the year is tour, girls. So
at this point.
At this point. But Patrick's Day, what do you think about it? I'm not a fan of going out on Patrick's Day. I think it's
going to the parade.
What?
Going to the parade.
I used to love it when I was younger.
Yeah, I used to love the parade as a child. Used to actually
bait my dream.
The barrier, wave to the fucking tractors.
And it was my dream to be the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Yeah.
If anyone in Limerick.
What is the purpose? Like, who came up with this? Like, St. Patrick's Day, let's just all fucking walk down the road doing random shit.
Because it's Ireland and we have to mark every single
thing. Where did the origin of a parade even come from?
It's probably because it's like Americanized. You know how, like, they have like Thanksgiving parades and stuff like that, like in America.
They also have like St. Patrick's Day parade.
But like, I think like it came from like them having like Thanksgiving parades and like stuff like that. Everything is Americanized in Ireland.
Okay, so I just like looked up where the tradition of having a parade come from.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, we need to know.
We do.
The earliest known parades date all the way back to prehistory with Spanish cave paintings depicting crowds cheering as hunters brought back their prey. Okay.
So that's just parades. But like, what about the St. Patrick's Day parade? Look that up. When was the first St. Patrick's Day parade? Because we sure as hell know St. Patrick wasn't up on a float with a tractor. Do you know? He wasn't up with like Skylift or something.
Okay, what is the origin of St. Patrick's Day?
What is it? No, I know it's like him like freeing the snakes or something from Ireland or something.
Banishing the snakes. Not
banishing the snakes. But he didn't get rid of a few. I can tell you that.
There's one here that says, hold on, I feel like RT might be a good source.
You know it will be.
There was one saying like there's like a parade was held by Irish soldiers who were serving the British Army. They marched to Irish music to help them reconnect with their ancestry.
Okay.
I don't feel like that's right.
Anyways, but sure, we don't know. But like, the parades, girls. I kind of love some of the country parades. Do you know like the parades that like have no budget?
The tractors, like the John Deere.
And it's like literally a young one like dressed as a Disney princess on the back of a trailer. I think it's so funny.
Okay, so I actually found out the first St. Patrick's Day parade was believed to be in Boston in 1737.
Okay.
But Michael Francis, the historian, actually discovered it took place over 100 years earlier in a Spanish colony in modern-day Florida. So it was actually in Florida that San Patricio, which is like St. Patrick,
okay,
said that turns out the town didn't just use gunpowder for defense, firing artillery, but it was also a common part of public celebrations. And in this period, it was used to honor St. Patrick. So they used to like fire guns.
Oh, right. Okay.
In Florida, in a Spanish colony.
No, so that's just not what I expected.
Records identify St. Patrick as the protector of the city's maize fields, which is like corn fields.
Well, now it's just a piss up.
Yeah. And it just says they fired cannons, they marched carrying images of the saint, and they would have celebrated with food, drink, and music.
My favorite though, right? That's great. No, thank you, Brie, for that history lesson. I think The best thing about St. Patrick's Day Parade is when they dress up the young ones as literally
like the baby girls with the bows.
Baby girls with the bows. Like
the green bows and
they have like shamrock tights.
The earrings. The dangly earrings.
And they always have personalized shit. Like happy St. Patrick's Day from Chantel.
From Tisha.
I do be loving the gear that people dress in for the St. Patrick's Day parade. It's truly unhinged. Like, you have to go to the pub after this.
No, the headbands or the glasses that are shamrock shaped and like that shitty craft glitter.
One thing I will say. Best thing about St. Patrick's Day, the shamrock shake at McDonald's.
I knew you were going to say it. I was going to say, John, I had a matcha latte today. That's about as patriotic as I'll get.
Some people think it tastes like toothpaste, but it's stunning.
I've never actually tried a shamrock shake.
Well,
is it minty?
It's like vanilla with a hint of mint.
See, I don't like minty things.
It's a very like bitterness.
If I wanted mint, I'd have toothpaste or Listerine.
Like. Yeah, so that's what everyone says it tastes like, but I love that.
No.
Beautiful. Had one yesterday. Stunning. So, Mother's Day, girls, we might as well finish with Mother's that Day. Because
Mother's Day is
Mama, I love you. It's on the Sunday, yeah.
Agog after that little Agog. Singing.
Sorry, I love that. I always play that for my mom. Mother's Day, she loves the Spice Girls. I told my mom,
I was like, Mom, I can't afford to get you a present. So when we go to Porto, I will buy us something there.
I'm taking my mom to Bottomless Brunch.
Can I come?
Yeah. Honestly? Jesus, you're an adopted child already. You might as well.
I'd actually go just to get...
No, I honestly though, Brianna, I think we have to do it just the two of us because mom is like, we never do things just the two. Because she felt guilty. She was like, oh, I want to invite like your nana. And I was like, yeah, sure you can. And she goes, no, actually, invite her everywhere.
That's right. So just the two of you.
We're going on together, yeah. So we're going to have fun. Even though I told her we'd want to eat before we go. We want to line the stomachs.
Where are you going?
House.
Guys.
Girls.
House.
Maybe
minimum. Well,
maybe because you're on the Ozempic now, it might be as bad.
I just can't justify like 16, 17 euro for some eggs and salmon. Fuck off.
I'll pay, like, lads, I'm such a brunch person. I love the feels of a brunch.
I don't mind if it's good, but, like, the food there, like, came out cold. You know what I mean?
It was giving done stores, like...
Yeah. I was like, I could have actually done better myself anyway.
Yeah, but, like, what... Like, for Mother's Day, I give my mom, like, to, like, just, like, one little present. Like, I don't think it's a major thing. Yeah. I think, like, I might give her, like, a lipstick she likes, or I might give her, like, a perfume or something. But, like, I just don't think that, like... You need
get my mom like flowers or something because she loves flowers.
Yeah, bouquetbox.ie.
Literally, they're the best. I literally got a bouquet of flowers like gifted this week and they're in front of me and they're stunning. So I might actually, my mom is coming home from her holidays and I'll just hand her the bouquet and be like, happy early Mother's Day.
Truly, which you might do. Like,
but me and my mom are going on a trip to Porto in Portugal in April. And I was like, look, I will pay for something when we're there.
Yeah.
Montreat, you know? And I feel like that's fine.
But that's like, she'd rather appreciate that than like some shitty, like.
I'm a struggling college student.
You know? So. But on that note, girls, I think this is kind of everything.
We hope you have a fabulous week.
I will be because it's my
birthday. Keep an eye out for Reese's fashion rundowns on TikTok about the Oscars.
Keep an eye out for me with a load of bags on Grafton Street.
Cannot wait. And in case nobody told you today, you're special.
You're special. You are special. I'm really excited for Lizzo, though. I think it's going to be really fun.
Okay.
Anyways.
See you later.
Love you so much and see you soon. Bye-bye. Bye.